Blog Talk Radio.
This is a test of the microphone to make sure Dragon is working and everything is fine. While you are reading this, let the computer will adjust your microphone volume settings and then beep the signal that the process is complete. Speak into the microphone as if you were talking to a friend in a person. This should only take about 10 seconds to complete this step. If you don't hear the beep, start reading again from the beginning until you do. While reading this, that the process is complete. Into the microphone as if you were talking to a friend in person. It should only take about 10 seconds to complete this step. If you do not hear the beep, start reading from the beginning until you do. While you are recording this, while you are reading this, the computer will adjust your microphone volume settings and it beeps to signal that the process is complete. Speak into the microphone as if you were talking to a friend. It should only take about 10 seconds. Dragon to recognize your voice accurately, it needs to check the quality of your audio system and your microphone. Speak into the microphone as clearly and as naturally as you did in the previous step. Good evening, good evening, good evening. You heard me doing sound check because I have no voice and I don't know if my microphone is hooked up properly. We are no longer broadcasting live and direct from wonderful Barbados. Sadly, we are back in the regular studio and I think I've left my voice in Barbados. But I'm not even sure if you can hear me because the quality of my voice and the microphone system don't seem to be working. So if you'll bear with us, and we'll get this straight in a minute. But in the meantime, we're going to listen to some music, and we're going to hear something from a young lady in Jamaica called Crossover Blessings by Carrie Ann Johnson, and I'll explain to you why in a minute. And that was Carrie Ann Johnson. And we're just going to check in and see if we can put on one more song by DJ Evangelist. Give me a song, and I'll be right back, and then we'll do our updates. Okay? Here we go, DJ Evangelist. To make you feel better, makes you lift your spirits, but you got to pick the right song, amen? I believe that every one of us has a song, and we need to remember what our song is for our various occasions. I know people will have a wedding song or a special song that somebody might have sang to them when they were falling in love, or they've got a special church song. I know most church people have several songs. We have a song when we want to praise. We have a song that makes us feel better. We have a song when we're feeling sad and we want to lift our spirits. We have a song when we're really down. But you know what? Either way, everyone has a song. Even the people who aren't into music have a song. Amen. Praise God. All right. I said I wasn't going to talk a lot because I don't have much voice, so we're going to get started, but before we get moving on, just a couple updates. We want to make sure that everybody is celebrating birthdays, and I know a few people have had some birthdays, and I know a very special gentleman I know in Barbados who is celebrating today. I won't tell you how old he is. Mind you, he'll giggle because he doesn't look anything near what his age is. And he is a really cool and awesome guy. It's actually my Uncle Reginald. So I have to be biased and say happy birthday to my Uncle Reginald. And I also have to wish happy birthday to a lot of those people who had birthdays throughout the week, especially the people I know had a birthday. And we have birthdays coming up this weekend as well. So we have lots to celebrate. And I'm really excited because there's a wedding this weekend. I'm not invited, and it's not because I wasn't entitled to be invited, but I'm back here in wonderful Toronto, Ontario, Canada, and the wedding is the same place I left my voice, and it's in Barbados. But I have to give a shout-out to my buddy from the Blue Orchids Beach Hotel, Julia, who's getting married, and there's a merger, but it's not a business merger. It's a merger of love. Amen. Praise God. She is getting married this week, and I'm so excited for her. Such a wonderful thing to happen. And I truly bless her and her fiancé. And her fiancé is actually the executive chef at the Blue Restaurant and Bar and Grill right there on the premises of the hotel. And so I'm really excited for them. They're such a wonderful group of people. And this couple, they're so good looking. Praise God. So they're going to be walking hand in hand down the aisle, both looking really, 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 really nice, and saying their vows on Saturday. So we definitely want to say congratulations to that and how excited and proud we are. And if you're celebrating an anniversary, we want to say congratulations. And definitely, if you've accomplished something very special, you might have won an award, a special achievement, whatever the case may be, we are always happy and proud to share that moment with you. But for now, for the birthday folk, I don't know if I could play my little funky one, because normally when it's people I know, I'll play my little funky happy birthday mix. But you know what? I think my uncle's going to have to put up with that. So here we go. This is for all the birthday people out there. Happy birthday.
Everybody pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some no. Pop some more, pop some champagne, pop some Hennessy, pop some go. Yeah, let me party there. Yeah, who there? Ah, there, who there? Happy, 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 happy. Everybody must be the end. Come with your baby, come with your friend. This can party, no need to pretend. See, ah, there, let me party go there. My brother chop some chicken, talkies and with pepper soup. You go drink better, you go kaput. Everybody sings say, you got them, they throw it away. When you see them, they throw it away. You go sing, you go last, you go run. You go the one no where they come from. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. Everybody keep dancing and jumping, everybody there, yeah. It's a happy birthday, everybody there. Don't switch up, baby, I'm no hot thing. Everybody make you jelly, they go. Jelly like say, they go tomorrow. Every day is a holiday. Every day is a party day. Hip, 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 hip. Everybody make you hip-hop today. Bye, my body, bye, my body. You make a double today. Every party, party day. It's a happy, happy, jolly, jolly ceremony. Happy birthday, 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 happy birthday
everybody, yeah. Some of them children, everybody just buckle up your shoes and come here. It's a happy birthday. Suddenly, all the ladies are calling me. See, it be like when you enter the place, everybody jump because he's gonna crash. See, because you hear bumper to bumper, some people say that to fender to bumper.
You can see them dying for this party, no danger.
Everybody jump because they're jolly, jump because they don't hear yuri yuri. Some money, it be like say you want to go listen to.
Give me big deal. For this party, I swear no big deal.
Give me big deal.
For this party, no big deal. I love all of us, chop, yeah. My mama, yeah.
Now, everybody wanna party hard. Now we have a party hard.
Boom, boom, boom. Boom, 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 boom.
Everybody just come to the danga. For this party, I get party danga.
Happy birthday to everybody, man. Happy celebration. Every day is a holiday, man. Happy great day, my brother.
Amen. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. And I know everybody out there celebrating is happy. I did text my uncle earlier, and he told me he's having a wonderful day. So this is good. And I know his family are probably spoiling him rotten as we speak. Praise God. But I'm going to dedicate this song, one of my favorite songs, to my uncle this evening. And it's God is Love by Jason Brown, a.k.a. J.B. Sachs. God is love. Don't you ever forget it. Amen. Praise God.
So you say you want a man that'll be there for the very end. Never holding you up, kind of man that God can send. Someone that won't put pressure on you. Regardless of what you've been through, the kind of man that can and will take care of you. Help me out. Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you will find God is love. Can you picture a love that never dies? It gets stronger, bringing tears of joy in your eyes. A love so strong, all you have to do is call his name. One touch from the hem of his garment and you'll never be the same. Oh no, love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of life's time. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. A man with great love and stability, showing no signs of hate or insecurity. A man who won't get bored or tired of you, remind you that his love is true, by whispering sweet nothings in your ear like you can do it, boo. Love is patient, love is kind. is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. Wouldn't it be nice if every man was this way? Even though you're so sad of weakness, he lets you know that it's okay, it's okay. Wouldn't it be nice to put your trust in a man like this? When two are gathered together, there he is in the midst. What kind of love is this? Love is patient, love is kind. Love is a part of a lifetime. Just look around and you'll find that God is love. God is love. When all hope is lost, he died for you and me. Yes, he paid the cost. God is love. When you're feeling down, God is love. When nobody's around, God is love. And sickness ends in pain, God is love. Sunshine and rain, God is love. When you feel like nobody understands you, God is love. And his love will take you to more love.
Love is patient, love,
oh, love. Oh,
love is a part of a lifetime.
Yeah, my body's trying for me.
Love is kind.
Everybody sang with me.
Love is a part of a lifetime.
Oh. Amen. Praise God. God is love. Amen. Praise God. I would just hope that everyone knew how to love the way that the Lord loved us. I think the world would be a whole lot better. Amen. Praise God. So, I got to keep my talking to a minimum because I don't have much of a voice. And so I got to try and hang on to it as long as I can. But last week, we left off with a very beautiful Satcher Collymore. So we're going to continue with that. And then we're going to do lots and lots of amazing updates because God is good. He's in the blessing business. And you know what? It is most precious that God's business is our business. Amen. Praise God. So everybody, this is the continued interview of the very lovely filmmaker, Satcher Collymore.
Good afternoon. It's Pastor Jay Rouse, and I'm here still live on location at the wonderful Blue Orchid Beach Hotel and in our interview studio room. And I'm here with the very lovely Satcher Collymore. We actually met in Toronto. She was part of the Caribbean Tales Film Festival and had a wonderful short film that she had entered in there, and I truly enjoyed it and did get the opportunity to actually speak with Satcher and said I would try and connect with her in Barbados. I'm sure she thought, sure you will. But I'm true to my word, amen. So when I say something, I mean it. So Satcher, thank you for coming.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, and she still looks lovely. My goodness, I don't know how you endure the heat.
Just breathe.
You just breathe?
Just breathe.
So now you live in Barbados or you're a student here?
I am a student here. I just finished my undergrad at the Albarra Center for Creative Imagination last semester, and I started my first semester in my master's. So it's a master's in creative arts entrepreneurship.
Okay. Very busy.
Very busy.
And you're working on a thesis as well, you said?
Yes, I'm working on a new project, which hopefully I get to screen at the next Caribbean Tales.
Okay.
So I'm really excited for that. I'm still trying to decide whether I want to make it into a documentary or short film.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm battling with that right now.
Very good. Okay. You're not going to give us a name or anything? Or no?
Well, my thesis topic, I'm still playing with it, mm-hmm. from homemakers to bodybuilders.
Oh, wow. Okay. So basically you're saying the genre, the wide variety of who we are?
Well, it's that, but it's a little deeper than that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm using the bodybuilder in Barbados or the fitness model as a metaphor for the rise of women in Barbados and their struggle.
The strong
ones. Yeah, the strong ones. The struggle for them to reach a certain point and that wouldn't come up on me, okay. To reach a certain point in their lives, in their career, also battle with being that mother, that wife, and not making your husband, your partner feel emasculated.
I understand. Okay, so your thesis then is a development, basically.
Right. It's still in development.
Of women of the past and today and
right.
where we've come, where we're going, and where we haven't moved to.
Okay.
it's gonna have a variety of facets
mm-hmm.
of levels of you're gonna
right.
be dealing with.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, let's talk a little bit about the movie project, which obviously will help direct us into the aim of your thesis.
Mm-hmm.
Now, originally, where are you from?
I am from Trinidad.
Okay.
I was born in Trinidad, left when I was 7, and I moved to Botswana.
Oh, wow. That's
my whole family moved to
very
Botswana.
Very different.
Yes. And then I went to school in South Africa, back to Botswana, and now I'm here in Barbados.
Wow. So you're really my international
yeah.
interviewer today.
Yep.
Wow. Okay. So now, I guess, I was going to say, how do you handle the heat, but I guess you're accustomed
yeah.
to it.
Well, I wouldn't say I'm accustomed to it because I really can't deal with it.
No?
That's why I loved being in Toronto. Although we had a few warm days.
Yes.
It was still bearable.
Well, being a Torontonian, I can assure you, they've been asking me to make sure I bring back some warmth and sunshine. So we've had some continued weather that
right.
was not so bad for the last little bit when I was there. I'm not sure what it's like now, and I don't think I want to take a look. But I get to hide away in air conditioning, and then I just go out in the heat in little spurts and then come
mm-hmm.
back. But I've kept thinking, how are these people surviving every day without air conditioning when...
Yeah.
I know my home in Windsor, we don't have the air conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to install it, but I'm not really there as often as
mm-hmm.
I should be. But I thought there were days when I get there in the summer and it's really hot,
yeah.
and I think, what?
I'm in classes and in the office for most of my afternoons, mornings
right.
and afternoons, so I don't really get to bear the heat.
Okay, you get
lot.
To hide
yeah,
from
so
it.
It's just out of class to the next class, from the class home.
I hear
That's
you.
That's all I get from the heat.
Wonderful. So now, Diaries of an Immigrant.
Yes, Diaries of an Immigrant.
I got to see that at Caribbean Tales, and I really loved it. I think I even posed some questions during the question period, and I told you I got the fact that you like to do your little play on situations, and you're a symbolist.
Yes, I am.
It's kind of a unique category to put you in, but that's good because I think symbolism shows depth.
Mm-hmm.
of thought.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, and we were having a discussion before the actual interview about the movie itself. And as much as people don't seem to understand the reality of it,
mm-hmm.
it's actually, even though that particular situation was made up,
mm-hmm.
it is very common to happen in parts of even the West Indies. I wouldn't even just say Barbados, but around the world.
Yeah.
So what would allow you to pick a topic like this for your movie?
Well, whenever I hear about these women that come to Barbados and they have to endure this lifestyle, it really touches me and it really hurts me that they have to do that. And
mm-hmm.
there's no support for them to have an alternative life. So I said, you know, I really want people to look at these women and not judge them.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe see the other side of the coin, that
right.
they're not doing it just because
they want to,
but because they have to.
Right, right. And it's ironic because there was another movie, I don't want to give out the name in the middle of your interview,
right.
but there was another movie that was brought up in the Caribbean Tales Film Festival
mm-hmm.
who also had a woman of pleasure, we will call her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the same thing. It was a survival method. It wasn't
right.
something she wanted to do, and she basically wanted out.
Mm-hmm.
And I know in your movie, and we're not going to give a lot away because we want people to be able to see this
right.
wonderful movie, we realized that it didn't start off that way, and it was out of necessity
mm-hmm.
for survival. So I kind of understand your theory that we really shouldn't be judging. And I'm going to say as Christians, we're not supposed to be judging.
Yeah.
And I think, sadly, we seem to be the most judgmental people in the world, which is unfair. So the character in your movie had a decent life where she was, or
mm-hmm.
some kind of a decency, but needed to make money. And probably that is what brought her to Barbados?
Yes.
Okay. All right. And usually what happens is anyone who I can't see an immigrant, because technically they're not legal,
mm-hmm.
but they're immigrants nonetheless, would normally go someplace because they want to do better or have better or provide means of better. And we get that a lot in Toronto. We'll get people who do come legally and still work and be sending home wherever they're from, be it parts of Africa or the Philippines or the West Indies, they're still providing. Because I know a lady who came to Toronto, got her papers, her status, and started working, got an apartment, and was forever sending stuff back. And she just got her children here from Jamaica, and it took 3 years. So it's a lot of work.
It is a lot of work, and people don't realize how difficult it is to live as an immigrant,
mm-hmm.
illegal or illegal.
Right.
Because especially like that situation of your Jamaican, is it your friend?
Yes.
Is similar to my character because she moved to Barbados and
she has children.
She has children.
Yeah.
Or a child, and
mm-hmm.
she has a sick mother at home.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you do? You are trying to make money to send, but you still don't know what is really going on at home.
Right.
You don't know if your child's eating. You don't know if your
right.
child, you know?
And you're working to provide for them
right.
so you can help take care of them, because where you are, you have nothing.
Right.
And so the whole purpose is to come and try to do better and give better and to support the family at least while you're away, or to possibly even save money so you could go back home and live off a little bit of the
mm-hmm.
money. Okay. Now, this happens a lot. I guess it's harder for the women as opposed to the men. I shouldn't say this, but Lord forgive me, but women being the birthing agents, we have a tighter bond with our children, so we feel that we have to obviously provide for our children. Some men, and I say some because I don't want to dog every man out there, because we know it's not true, but some men, it's easier for them to go someplace as an immigrant, legal or illegal, because they're not too concerned about what's going on back home.
Mm-hmm.
And so it becomes a survival of the fittest for themselves. So as you said, the women sometimes realize that they only have one asset. And I use the word asset
yeah.
very loosely in this particular case
yeah.
for survival, because they realize it's the only natural thing that they have that
mm-hmm.
can be used to create money.
Yeah.
And it is sad.
It is sad.
But the thing is, when you are taken advantage of, it becomes even more of a struggle.
Definitely.
And I know with your movie, there was a lot of unfairness.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Alarm of Fears. The movie was very, very lovely. Mm-hmm. I enjoyed it very much.
Thank
and you,
you
know I mm-hmm. still continue to promote it.
Thank you.
Always will. Now, we were discussing earlier, because I know the TNT, they just had a film
right.
festival, which is almost ironic because you came from TNT.
Right.
But you weren't able to go in there. But you're busy with school.
Yes.
So you're studying in school. What are you taking right now?
Right now, I am doing my master's in creative arts entrepreneurship. So
right.
It's more of the admin side.
Okay.
Of the arts, which is, I think is important for every artist
oh, yeah.
to really get into, to understand what where your art can go
mm-hmm.
and how to do it.
Right.
Instead, and not being taken advantage
and
of.
And how to manage
right.
it, yes. And that's true. I think in any business, you might have a skill and you might have a talent, but it's no good if you don't know your value, if you don't
mm-hmm.
know your worth, and you don't know... Was my mom says, you better learn math well because, you know, when it comes to being paid, you want to make sure you're getting paid the right money
right.
and you're getting all the
right.
money. And if you can't count your money, you wouldn't know.
Yes.
So now it's the administrative end of what you've already started.
Right.
Now you've already accomplished, obviously, what you need to because you've
mm-hmm.
developed and made this film. And so now you're working on... the admin part of it to be
right.
able to manage it and structure it and a
mm-hmm.
business foundation
right.
structure of it. Very good. Now, how much longer is that going to take?
Well, I just started, so I have a full year
mm-hmm.
ahead of me of work. Lots of reading. Just the other day, I got an email with like seven documents to prepare.
So you've got to work on, right?
Yeah, so I'm finding it difficult to find time to sit and be creative because you're thinking about all the work you have to do.
Mm-hmm.
You're reading, you're going to work, and where do you find the time to be creative?
Right. And it's a lot,
mm-hmm.
and I think... As you know, you move up in the levels,
mm-hmm.
you've got to do harder work
right.
and it becomes more intense, and that's why you see people taking sabbaticals because
right.
they can't really focus on everything
mm-hmm.
all at once. And this is why you're aiming your thesis sort of along the lines of where you aim. You're very much into the movement of women.
Right. I don't like to call myself a feminist, but at the end of the day...
That's who you are.
That's who I am.
Well, and I don't know if we could say feminist. I think the word is overused and misused
humanist.
And abused. I don't know because I think as females, I think most of us are feminists because we like to believe that we are capable.
Right.
But at the same point, there was a terminology that was used before that gave it more negative connotations.
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old-fashioned kind of a girl. I'm a strong, independent woman, but I still believe in my place, so
right.
to speak. And I don't say that to be negative, but I realize that when there's a man around, then he is the head of the household.
Mm-hmm.
And I just submit to that, and that's biblical, and that's my choice.
Right.
There are a lot of Christian women who will say, no way, no how.
Yeah.
And that's their choice, but I know how I live. But at the same point, I don't consider myself non-feminist because I still believe in the strength of
right,
a woman.
Right.
Now, with you diving into these types of topics,
mm-hmm.
how do you perceive yourself?
Myself? When you say, how do I perceive myself, what do you mean?
Well, you're a strong, independent woman. How do you feel you fit into this category that you just...
I sometimes feel like a hypocrite.
Really?
Yes, because I believe in all these, what would you call it? These feministic views.
Right, the equality of women.
Right.
And
but then I still take on the...
Gender roles?
The gender roles.
Mm-hmm.
I still make myself that object of the man's pleasure,
mm-hmm.
subconsciously.
Right.
So I'm always battling, like I posted on Facebook
yes,
the other
I saw
day.
That, yeah.
I battle a lot with trying to be this woman and have these worldly views
right.
of myself.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I think I understood.
Mm-hmm.
I think I even clicked like. I
right.
saw when you posted that. I'm going to try and narrow in for
right.
you. And I think... We discussed this again yesterday when
mm-hmm.
I interviewed Denise Charles. Once you know who you are, Your strength comes from the confidence
right.
in being who you are.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't know who you are, and as a Christian, I can say, and whose you are,
mm-hmm.
because once you know where you fit in with God, you
right.
know who you fit in with life and
right.
with yourself, then the person you project
mm-hmm.
is who these men will see.
Right.
They will know that you're not just
mm-hmm.
a feminine woman, but you are a person.
Listen.
You are a brilliant mindset. You are someone who is to be revered
mm-hmm.
and not feared. Amen?
Right.
And so I think you're young enough that you're at that stage in your life where you're trying to
yeah.
find yourself
yeah.
as a person and not necessarily so much as a woman. You are a very beautiful woman.
Thank
I'm
you.
Sorry. I'm going to have to put it out there. I told you guys she's a very beautiful woman. And there's nothing wrong with that.
Right.
What it becomes is you don't want to be just looked upon
mm-hmm.
as a very beautiful woman. And this is going to sound funny coming from Pastor Jay, but I think everybody's so used to me now, but there are certain men who will just say, you know, showpiece.
Right.
And I'm not the most beautiful woman in the world either, but there are a category of men who will just look at me,
mm-hmm.
even as a minister, as a showpiece and not
mm-hmm.
take me serious. But then that's okay, because once again, we come back to the grounding and the foundation
right.
of who you are, whose you are, and knowing that.
Right.
Because when someone does deal with you that way, it doesn't faze you, because
mm-hmm.
you know you're more than just
right.
that.
Right. Yeah, I'm trying not to be too hard on myself, because I have to remember I'm only 21 years old.
Yes, you're young.
Yes.
Bless your heart. And that's the thing. And I think, I can't really say it comes with age,
mm-hmm.
because there's still women who are even
right.
older than I am, and I won't say my age, but
mm-hmm.
we know I'm a very young-looking age.
Yes, you are. Yes.
But the thing is, there's still a lot of women, because they're still lost, per
mm-hmm.
se, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because they don't really know who they are. They're
mm-hmm.
not confident in who
mm-hmm.
they are, and they haven't found out who they're supposed to be.
Yes, yes, yes.
So think about it. You are ahead of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You have some direction in your life. You're very career-oriented, because you know exactly what you're going to do. There aren't too many women 21 years old who even know what they're doing, let
right.
alone, I can tell there are women in their 40s and their 50s who are still going, I'm not really sure what I'm going to do when I grow
right.
up. So you're in the right track. I wouldn't worry
mm-hmm.
about it. I wouldn't put too much effort into it.
Mm-hmm.
Continue to be the creative being you are. That's your purpose.
Yes, it is.
See how many women know their purpose. Even I'm still trying to say some days, okay? So this is a blessing.
Mm-hmm.
And then just remember the strength in who you are. You've been created for a purpose, and
mm-hmm.
you're serving your purpose, and you're being led in your purpose.
Yeah.
The distractions of the, I'm not just this person, and oh, yes, I am, and no, I'm not, just distractions.
Right.
Okay? So now, you said you've got a potential new project
yes.
on the way?
Well, it's not potential, it is.
Oh, it is?
It is.
Oh,
it is.
Inquiring
it
minds
is.
Need to know.
It is. Only because I have to.
Yeah.
But I've been thinking about this project for a year now, because
okay.
I've been going to the gym, and I'm not really met, but I've been looking at this woman. She's a fitness model.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to be in like her 30s,
mm-hmm.
early 30s. And I didn't go to the gym for like a month or two, and I came back and all her hair was gone. And I asked my friend, and I was like, is she sick? And he's like, yeah, I think she has cancer.
Oh, no.
So that is what inspired me to use that theme of bodybuilding.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to interview her and just get to know her and
right.
base my story on her story.
Wow. And so development of muscle, development of mind, development
mm-hmm.
of spirituality,
mm-hmm.
just developing in general.
Right. So the question is like, how did you get into bodybuilding,
mm.
and what was your life before bodybuilding,
right.
and what were the challenges? How do men and women see you in your community?
Right.
How do the men at home see you, and
mm-hmm.
how do the men in the gym see you? Like,
right.
what's the difference?
And there's your symbolism again, strength.
Right.
The strong woman, muscular, but the strong woman who just a survivor.
A survivor.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, and that's sad about the cancer.
Yes.
You know, we bind it up in the name of Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, so this is going to be technically your thesis as well as the personal project.
Yes.
Okay.
Very personal.
I'm looking forward to it,
yes.
And you're hoping that it'll be ready by the time
I am hoping
next
so.
August
yes.
comes
well,
around.
Oh, no, I have
September.
To start
shooting. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, you will keep us updated,
definitely,
right?
Definitely, definitely.
Okay. So what else is going on that we need to know about Miss Satya Kalamar?
What else is going on? Nothing much outside of school.
Yes, it's
I'm
very
I'm
busy.
Trying to build on my career while going to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually just came back from an interview, not an interview, a meeting with a guy that has a production company.
Uh-huh.
Here, and he asked me to intern. So
very good.
So I'm looking for that to become something bigger.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. So I know we're going to see more from you.
Mm-hmm. I hope
and
so.
Obviously, well, I know we are. You've got your thesis aspect of it coming
mm-hmm.
out. And I know the creative mind you are. I know you don't
mm-hmm.
stop. And I have to tell you, I respect you for not just so much the energy and the desire and the passion of you focusing on what you know you need to do and you want to do and are supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's the level of thought that goes into your project
mm-hmm.
that I'm amused by.
Thank you.
I think that's very good for a young
yeah.
lady. You're doing wonderful.
Yeah.
I'm looking forward to seeing your next
Thank
project.
You.
I definitely can't wait to see.
Thank you.
And as I tell everybody, you're someone we're going to expect to see great things for. We're already seeing great things, so I can't even imagine where they're going to go from here. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Is there anyone you want to give a shout out to or anything you want to add?
I want to dedicate this interview to all the legal and illegal immigrants
yes.
all over the world that
yes.
are fighting,
struggling
to create a better life for themselves.
Right. And you know, I can't even speak on the aspect of legal and illegal
mm-hmm.
because I'm in law professionally,
mm-hmm.
but I think it's hard where we deny mankind the right to be able to better
mm-hmm.
who they are.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's maybe where the international laws and each country have to really revisit.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are certain countries that will only allow you to come in if you can bring certain things to establish them or
right.
they have this many people who
mm-hmm.
can come in who don't have a skill and
mm-hmm.
then we'll take all these others. And I don't know. I think if I was one of the richest women in the world, most of the hungry parts of the world would not be hungry.
Yeah, definitely.
And it bothers me when I think of certain people hold so much wealth and there's still people in this world starving
yeah.
to death. And I just can't even understand how is that even possible.
Yeah.
And I don't know if I could sleep at night knowing I had so much wealth.
And you were not able to get
and
anybody.
I'm not feeding the hungry. I mean, when you think about some of the billionaires we have in this world
mm-hmm.
can easily feed some of these people easily.
Some, a lot.
Or probably all.
All. All.
You know, and it's hard for me, but as you know,
mm-hmm.
I have a Jesus ministry and I have a heart that's bigger than my eyes.
Right.
So, you know,
yeah.
and I would give my last nickel to somebody,
yeah.
and anybody who knows me knows that's
yeah.
the kind of person I am. But at the same point, we are all here to still make a difference.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think one of
mm-hmm.
the things I said on the show on Wednesday night was, no matter how small it is, nothing is small
mm-hmm.
in God's eyes,
it's
so
true.
We have to make
yeah.
sure we make that difference.
Yeah. I'm hoping to one day work with the UN.
Yes.
Because I just feel that organization does so much for everybody.
Yes.
And to be able to contribute that
And
to
you
the
know,
world.
I saw that in your film.
Mm-hmm.
There's a passion to, you tend to help
mm-hmm.
the, there's a word for it. I can't come to terms with the word
mm-hmm.
right now. But it's the less fortunate.
Right.
The underdog.
Right.
You like to fight
yes,
for the underdog.
I do.
Yeah.
I can't really sit and I can't pass, as they call it in Barbados,
yes.
a paro and not feel away.
Yes.
I always feel away. Whether I give him or not, I still feel away. If I don't, it's on my mind for the rest of the day. Like,
yeah.
should I have given him?
Why didn't I? Can I go back?
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think I got that from my grandmother.
Yes.
She had a home in Belmont, Trinidad,
mm-hmm.
and she would always have people in and out her home.
She
whether she
everybody.
Knew them or not, it
mm-hmm.
was like a hostel. Like, she
yes.
would feed them. Whenever they were ready to leave, they could
Amen.
Leave. Whenever they could come
She was a woman of God.
Yes, she
I
was.
I could tell.
Yes.
Yeah, amen. And see, and that is a seed that's been planted. You may not be a big spiritual person,
mm-hmm.
but
I
the
am
compassion.
Very spiritual.
You are?
Yes.
Okay. But you could see the compassion
mm-hmm.
is there, and you have a heart to give. And that's what I've always, at the beginning of my show, I always say, you know, and dear Lord, give everyone
mm-hmm.
a heart to give.
Mm-hmm.
I can't fathom having everyone having so much and
yeah.
some having so
yeah.
little or none. And I just...
Yeah. My mother has been telling me about this prayer as the prayer of Jezebel.
No, Jezebel is
what's
a scary one.
What's
Jabez.
Jabez. Thank you, sorry.
Yes.
Yeah,
Jezebel is a spirit, and it's not a positive spirit.
Right.
It's a very negative spirit.
They
yeah?
speak about Christians being afraid to pray for themselves. Not afraid, but feel bad about praying about them for themselves.
And there's a lot of people who, I think, certain churches may just develop that, and
mm-hmm.
we're praying for other people, but they feel bad to pray for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I always tell people, you should pray for yourself
mm-hmm.
first, because you know what they say? If you don't look after you, then you're
you
no good to serve
right,
anyone
right.
else. And so, you know, I always do this. As a minister, we get bogged down, and we
yeah.
burn out quick, because
yeah.
we're giving, 24/7.
Right.
And when I do that, I have to shut down, and
mm-hmm.
I let everybody know,
right.
shutting down.
Mm-hmm.
And hoping that they'll be patient. Be patient
right.
with me, shut down, because I have to refuel. And I think it's important that when I'm refueling, I will ask everyone else to pray for me, and I too go into prayer.
Right.
I have no choice. As much as I continue, I do pray.
Mm-hmm.
I even when I'm shutting down, I'm still
right.
praying for everybody, because
right.
I have to.
Right.
And I couldn't function if I wasn't. I
mm-hmm.
feel like I left my children or something.
Yeah.
But there's a time in your life where you have to pray for yourself, and we start to feel like it's selfish. No,
right.
there's nothing selfish
right.
about praying for yourself. It depends on what you're praying
mm-hmm.
for. You know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure there's a lot of people out there with that
mm-hmm.
million-dollar prayer, dear Lord,
right.
let me maybe be a millionaire. But, you know,
yeah.
but, I mean, when you pray for your own self, there's nothing wrong with
mm-hmm.
that. And that's why I actually teach people. Because they will contact me
mm-hmm.
all the time. Can you pray for me, Pastor? Can you pray for me, Pastor? Pastor, pray for this. My job is to teach them how to pray,
mm-hmm.
those who don't know.
Right.
For me to teach those who aren't strong enough to develop the prayer for themselves
mm-hmm.
when they need to teach them how to overcome to
right.
be able to pray.
Right.
And my other job is to teach them how to pray for themselves
mm-hmm.
so that I can continue to work and pray with
right.
others while they're building
yeah,
up their
yeah.
strength. Amen?
Yeah, as soon as I started praying for myself,
mm-hmm.
that's when I started seeing things happening. Like, it just didn't make sense how everything that I put my energy into
yes.
was just...
Blessing.
Yes.
Yeah.
Flourishing. So
Amen.
I'm just trying. So with me flourishing, now I can,
you
I can give back.
See? Let's catch 20.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yes.
And that's why I always thank God for blessing me.
Because
mm-hmm. Rouse Ministries Publishing,
mm-hmm.
our theory is may our blessings be yours too.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that
that's
because
beautiful.
I know as we develop and what as we grow, we're able to help others
right.
too. And it's the catch 22.
Yeah.
And it's a cycle of life, as I
it
call
is.
It. Amen?
Yeah.
Praise God. Do you mind if I pray with you?
No problem.
Okay, give me your hand. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this lovely young lady that you've gifted. And Father, we thank you for her direction and for her family, who obviously have sown this seed and planted, and they have sprung roots. Father God, we just ask that she remains grounded in you and all that you have given her to do, and her calling and her purpose, Father God. And we ask right now that you continue to bless it. Bless her family, bless her friends, bless her neighbors, bless the other students that she comes around and anyone that comes before her, and continue to strengthen her and encourage her and remind her when she should question who she is, just remind her of whose she is. And Father God, we ask that you just continue to lift her up. Let her light shine before the world. And Father God, we ask that as the light shines, that it never dim. And no matter who looks upon it, that they would be blinded by light, that they would not feel the need to pull the star down. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, we ask that you sow the seed with her to plant in others. We thank you and lift it up now in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Satya. It's
thank
always
you.
A pleasure.
It was great
you know I'm
going to
keep my hands on you, mm, and you
thank
stay
you.
In touch and keep me
yes,
posted.
Definitely.
And look at that. I'm in Barbados, and I've just
talk to an international girl, Trinidadian, Botswanian, South African, and now partially Bajan. Amen.
Yeah.
There you go. So now what do you technically consider yourself? A Trini?
Yes.
True and true Trini?
Yes. I will never
Trini to the bone.
I'm not Trini to the bone, but I will never give up my Trinidadian passport.
Okay.
I have always said that. I am so proud to be Trinidadian.
Yes.
But I am proud to be a world citizen.
Okay, I like that. You know what? I'm international too. I'm Bajan, Jamaican, British, and Canadian. So I don't really peg myself in any one thing. I tell everybody I cover all the continents, and of course I cover Africa because I'm black. So I think I cover it all, and maybe that's why I have a passion for all of mankind.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
God bless you and God keep
thank
you. Thank you,
you too.
Again for your time.
Thank you.
And we'll continue to watch out for you, okay?
Please do. Thank
all
you.
All right. God bless.
Wings here. You're probably wondering where you are. Well, I'll tell you where you are. You're in the room, and you will meet your doom. Don't waste time calling his name. He won't come back for you. He will never push your way out. These walls will crush you.
Well, look, we come to push again. We pressing up until the end. Cause Jesus coming back again. Don't you forget this, my friend. This pressing thing will never end. This pushing thing will never end. This praying thing will never end. This bridging thing will never end. Push, push, push.
Good afternoon. It's Pastor Jay Rouse, and I'm here live on location once again, still in the beautiful island of Barbados. And I tell you, I think customs is going to have to take me kicking and screaming because my days are coming down, and it's depressing to know that I have to leave this glorious island, not so much to go back to reality. But could you imagine reality being Barbados? My, my, my. Speaking of reality of Barbados, we're here at the beautiful Blue Orchid Beach Hotel still and enjoying ourselves. We're sitting here in our interview studio and the view is just phenomenal.
And I'm here with a young man who can not only just say that the words beautiful, beautiful Barbados, General of the Caribbean Sea is a song, but he is actually, I guess, the producer and the owner of the Facebook site and the theme itself, Beautiful Barbados. This is Ronnie Yearwood. Good afternoon, Ronnie. Pleased to see you.
Good afternoon, Pastor Rose.
I've been chasing you down because I am a fan of Beautiful Barbados.
Thank you.
I'm a fan on my personal page and my professional page, and I include other people and stuff, and they go, where'd you get that from? Oh, my gosh, I know that place. And they're adding stuff.
Right.
So we know, I know it's beautiful. You live here. Most people in Barbados just think it's just home.
Right.
So what's so beautiful?
Okay, Beautiful Barbados was started basically because we wanted persons, not only from Barbados, but many of the visitors and stuff, to have a better appreciation of what we have here. Since starting the site, even I have discovered things of Barbados that I never knew before. And it was just our way of showing visitors, showing the locals that there are so many different facets of Barbados that you can see and appreciate and have a better appreciation for the island.
Definitely.
Right.
And it's funny when you said that, because I myself, who sees it very often, notice, and I love the historical pictures.
Right. What we have done is that not only would we have blended what we would say modern day photos of Barbados, but we also wanted to have a pictorial view of how far and how much Barbados has changed. We have gone from the donk cart now to the Mercedes and stuff. So we also want a person to let you know, Barbados has always been called Little England, right? And we always have that traditional English flair and stuff.
Right.
So you see most of the buildings have that colonial look. Right. So we wanted to show you, how the old architecture and the new architecture blend too as well.
And I've noticed too that you've even started doing trivia.
Yes.
It stumps me all the time, so you've got to make them a little easier for people like me.
Well, it's as easy as possible because, even sometimes when it is that I post or some person that's associated with Beautiful Barbados post a picture, sometimes I am stumped too because, as I said, every day now is a learning curve. Yesterday, this guy John Gooden posted a picture. I'm from St. Lucie. He posted a picture just south of Animal Flow Cave, and I could not believe that such beauty existed in Barbados, and that picture was phenomenal.
Oh, and you know what? I interviewed Kerry Holder.
Right.
He's with the CrossFit Island Fit.
Right.
And I like, he's exploring Barbados, and he's been posting pictures, and people living here are saying,
don't know.
Where is that?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. You have areas in the northern parts, like St. Lucie, St. Andrew, St. John, St. Philip, that what we would consider untapped areas that people do not venture into, right? So the page itself is trying to uncover these beaches, uncover these places, to let not only visitors but to let locals know that this is what we have.
Right.
What I found is that some Barbadians do not have that appreciation for what, because it's just our island that we can go there anytime. But there are some places which it is that we can go out and enjoy.
It's funny because I've had people come here obviously to do their interviews, and it's funny how they come and they say, I didn't know this was here.
Right, the Blue Orchid.
And I've had people say, geez, do they do staycations?
Right.
And I said, even if you don't want to stay, there's a lovely little restaurant. The view is breathtaking.
Yep, it is.
And I thought, wow, I would come here. This would be my Sunday afternoon. I would do church
and
say,
you know what?
Let's just go and just take in a little bit of some of the sand and the beach and you don't even have to go on the beach. Just looking at it, and it really makes you think.
Okay.
And I think there's so much beauty here. The island, I think, to me, is a gold mine because there's talent, there's intelligence, and being Little England, forgive me, Father, and those listening, but I already know that on the intellectual side, right, that I know most Bajans are fairly well educated.
Yeah.
And so it makes them very comparable and competitive with the international market, be it in business or whatever the case may be. Now, your goal,
right,
a beautiful Barbados, is to do what?
My goal is to positively and most rival the Barbados Tourism Authority.
Mm-hmm.
Not rival in a way as though that we're going to be direct competitors, but to push Barbados to the maximum. Make sure that nearly every person in every nook and cranny knows about Barbados. Barbados has so much things to do and explore for a little island,
right?
But it's unknown.
Mm-hmm.
It is unknown. Recently we were hearing, as you mentioned before, St. Lucia. St. Lucia, although is a tourism destination, they are relatively new at the game.
Mm-hmm.
So if it is that you go to St. Lucia and you see St. Lucia now,
mm-hmm,
you will consider St. Lucia as improving.
Right.
Whilst it is that Barbados has already passed that stage.
Right.
What we're looking to do is to remind persons of the beauty of Barbados.
Come back to my
come
island.
Come back to my island.
Yes.
That gem of the Caribbean Sea.
Yes.
Right? So that is our goal, is to be the number one source,
mm-hmm,
you understand, in promoting Barbados. We may not have the funding as yet,
mm-hmm,
but I think that people are going to come on board once it is that they see the amount of people, the amount of interaction. And if it's one thing I must say is that the introduction of Facebook, because Bajans caught on to Facebook a little late,
yeah,
but the introduction of Facebook has provided a medium which it is that you can do free marketing, free advertising,
right,
on it. They have the times that you can pay, but
mm-hmm,
generally it's free.
Right.
What Facebook has allowed beautiful Barbados to do,
mm-hmm,
you understand, is outside of the marketing budget that we don't have,
mm-hmm,
is to push advertising, push marketing messages to would-be or potential visitors to the island.
Right.
There are people that in some countries that I never heard of yet.
Yes.
There was this province, this lady that contacted us from some province in China,
mm-hmm,
right, that wanted to find out,
yeah,
more about
I
Barbados.
I have had,
right,
people from Toronto,
right,
because when I brought the Lime Masters,
right,
and the Lime Juniors to Toronto, Rouse Ministries, we make up of a majority of international people, and even locally in Ontario, we have variety of races,
right,
of members. And there's an Asian couple and an Asian family, forgive
right,
me, and it's funny because they always volunteer at some of our events. They were so excited when we were doing this, and you won't believe the number of questions they
right,
wanted
absolutely,
to know about
right,
Barbados. And they were asking about it and wanted to know where they could stay, and they really wanted to come and visit.
Right.
And it only takes but one.
Right, to do that, yeah.
And I know, especially in Canada, they do the Mexico thing, they do the Cuba
right,
thing, and that's basically it. And then they might go to certain islands. But there are other islands in the Caribbean that the only people who really go back there are the
right,
people who are from there,
right,
or connected.
Right.
There's so much to be done around the world, and because there's so much talent, I think Caribbean and especially Barbados is
right,
untapped.
Right, yes.
Untapped.
Yeah.
So now you have quite a many members of Beautiful Barbados.
Yes. As of this morning, we've broken the 18,000 mark.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually looking before the year is out to reach at least 30,000 fans,
mm-hmm,
and we're probably going to be doing a couple of promotions in the month of November, you know, back in time, trivias,
right,
some new photos
right,
and stuff, and just before Christmas, before I leave, we're probably going to have a Christmas competition,
okay,
and fan of the days, fan of
right,
the weeks and stuff, something like that. Yeah.
And if you want to have your pictures
right,
on Beautiful Barbados and you want to share,
right, you can share
how
share your photos on and the Beautiful Barbados page, or if it is that you want to send us some bulk photos, you can send it to beautifulbarbadosinc, that's INC, at gmail.com.
Okay. Right. They can message you on
or
the actual
message,
site.
Or they can message me on the actual
yeah?
site.
Yeah, okay.
Yes.
Being with Rouse Ministries Broadcasting
right.
Communications, we share a lot of what we do, especially
right.
Barbados and the Caribbean. So we will definitely continue to do that.
Thank you.
Everyone can see not just the beauty, but the aspects of the full activities, because
right.
we cover the arts, we cover sports, we cover everything.
Okay.
And I think they have to know that we're well-rounded here.
Okay. Yes,
amen.
Right. Amen.
So,
yes.
But is there anything that you want to add to make sure that we do justice to Beautiful
Barbados? Yes, on behalf of all the fans and stuff of Beautiful Barbados, we want to thank Rouse Ministries for conducting this interview. We hope that we can partner sometime in the future, and we hope that you continue to promote Barbados to the maximum, and we will do all we can to do the same.
Okay, and I'm a little biased.
Right.
I'm international.
Right.
Ironically enough, being British-born,
right.
I don't think England needs any promotion. It speaks for itself.
Right, okay.
And they've got the greatest and hottest soccer players out
right.
there, so they do well on their own. And of course, I'm very much Canadian
right.
and a very big fan of America, because
right.
I border that
right.
and I married into it technically,
okay.
and so I've got a lot of American friends, and I was affiliated with an American church, so
right.
I don't think they need any help
right.
because everybody knows about them.
Yeah.
But when it comes to Caribbean, I have to say there's a bit of biasness,
yeah.
and everybody obviously sees that. But at the same point, we still will be doing things with other islands.
Right.
I think it's good, though, because the one thing I'm learning, which
right.
I think is really unique,
right.
is other islands vacation
right.
on other
islands. Yes, it is. Yes. That is so phenomenal.
I
right.
thought, wow,
yeah.
how does that happen?
Yeah.
I was in St. Lucia.
Right.
And I realized there were people from here
yeah, from Barbados.
Doing meetings
right.
and doing
yeah.
conferences
yeah.
over there.
Yeah.
And I met so many people there. And when I would talk to people, they'd say, oh, no, I'm sorry, I'm not from there. And it's so funny
yeah.
because you don't expect that. I ran into Grenadians, some Dominicans,
right.
Martiniques. You know what? I think that's beautiful.
Yeah, I think that's all with the Caribbean single market and economy. I guess you're pushing for a greater awareness of using the Caribbean as a block instead of looking
right.
at it as just
it's almost
each,
like
each individual,
travel,
right?
So
each
thing.
Individual island.
Right.
So that has its place. But you know what? Yes, but we're still looking to.
Oh, yeah.
Yes,
oh,
island.
Yeah, well,
our
that's
island.
Your home.
Yes, yes, our island.
That's your home. That's your ancestry.
Solutions will have a certain affinity
yeah,
to Solutions.
And they
right?
do.
Right.
And I think, as I was saying, what really makes me sad is that
right.
people think this place is so expensive,
right.
and it's not.
No, it's not. They're in any island, any country, you're going to have what you will, the high prices. But there's so many things on the island, if it is that you only are introduced to the prices, are there better marketed or something, that you can
yes.
have a perfect vacation, inexpensive
there
vacation in Barbados.
There are things you can do in Barbados that are absolutely
free. And does not cost a
there
thing.
There are things in Barbados
right.
that will cost you so little that when I see the price, I think,
yeah,
you're oh,
like,
I thought it was way more expensive.
Yeah, right. So
I want to go see the cave,
right.
and I'm like, oh.
Cheap.
And I think, I'm not sure where people started. I think because of the value of the Bajan
right.
dollar, but that doesn't mean anything, because when I go to the store,
right.
I spend 20-something dollars
right.
and I brought back all kinds of goods.
Right.
And I've survived off of that for several days. And I thought, what I bought at the store would have cost me a lot more in St. Lucia.
Yeah. But what has happened is that what I feel, and it's my personal belief, is because that Barbados is probably one of the most developed islands in the Caribbean.
Mm-hmm.
Outsiders
right.
would probably put that tag that we are expensive.
Right.
Also, too, because when you look at our standard of living and the infrastructure that we have, it is comparable to some of North America, some of England, counties and states and stuff. So
right.
When people see that,
it's very okay. Well structured.
Honestly, you from the site, the page Beautiful Barbados, you would hear things like, "Oh, I was expecting sharks."
Oh.
Right, it was expecting shots. Or
many years
it's
ago.
It's not really in Barbados.
Somebody in
right.
Canada that I knew, my family knew, of Anglo-Saxon descent, literally thought when my mom said she was going to see her family, thought she was going to be living in a straw hut.
Right, and that's the perception. Well, you'll find most North Americans that they would think that when you come on the Caribbean island, because it's portrayed in films like that, that we live in straw huts and stuff.
And I can't even find a good tiki bar.
And they are pleasantly surprised when it is that they reach the island, that the island is so far developed.
Yeah.
Right? So I guess from hearing and then seeing, you get the perception that, yes, Barbados is comparable to what you see in the States, or comparable to what you see anywhere else in the world.
Right.
And the tax attached that they, and that would be attached that we are expensive.
Right.
But as I said, there's so many things that you can do in Barbados which are absolutely free or very inexpensive, right? But they just have to be properly marketed.
And I like the fact, because when I stay here, I feel fully independent.
Thank you. Right, and you can walk
I actually,
and stuff.
Ironically enough, my family's going to be mad at me. So if you're listening at this point, family, please stop and don't listen to this part of the radio. But I am more stranded when I'm with my family
than you're here.
Than when I am here, because everything I need is here, and if it's not, it's within walking distance.
Right.
They have everything. I can. I feel so independent. I can go and get money. I feel like I'm at home.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Because whatever I need, I know exactly where to go, and it's all within two blocks.
Right.
Both ways. So, you know, there's a gas station. I can go in there. I can buy anything I want.
Fast food.
There's food. There's banks. There's
everything.
You can get your nails done.
Everything.
There are little tiny malls.
Yeah.
I'm thinking, wow.
Yeah. It's just phenomenal. It's just, as I say, what needs to be done now is that there has to be a cohesive, integrated marketing of the island.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, the island is marketed, but I think that the island could be better marketed, so it is that visitors can know about some of these things.
I think when you're talking about the marketing too, there's this way of talking above people.
Right.
When it comes from an institutionalized marketing, it comes packaged. And the way the package is presented, it looks extremely expensive, and it normally is.
Right.
But when you have, forgive me, you're not simple in any terms, but simple everyday people like yourself and I, who have a passion for the place, you tend to deal with it and see it, and you could share it in a more simplistic view that your average person can relate.
Right. What we've heard found too is that, yes, it is that you can have what you could say textbook marketing coming from the institutional stuff. What we would have done at Beautiful Barbados is to look at how fans view Barbados.
Yes.
So we reach out and say, well, you know, send us your photos.
Mm-hmm.
Send us your travels in Barbados, so it is that we can get an appreciation of what you see and what you tell your friends. And you would be surprised. You talk about hiking.
Yeah.
You talk about sightseeing. I mean, these things are free.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about the Atlantic submarine.
Yeah.
You talk about Harrison Cave. And these things are very, very,
and
very cheap. And oysters are Friday night and a Saturday night.
And it was so funny because I went last Friday. And at one end there was one kind of music, and another end there was another.
Right.
And you realize that there were so many different age groups there that everybody felt comfortable.
Right. Yes, very, very much so. Oysters is a place to be on Fridays and Saturday nights. And like you say, it's a wide range. You can get any genre of music.
Oh,
and the diversity in the people. You have tourists,
and
locals.
And I bought stuff, and it wasn't expensive. I bought food. I bought some accessories.
Right.
And yeah, it didn't cost a fortune.
That's Barbados.
Yeah.
That's Barbados.
Oh, look at you. Yes. You think it's beautiful.
Very beautiful. Very beautiful. Okay.
Wonderful. Yeah. So any last words that you want to add in?
Yes. Again, I want to say thank you.
Yes.
Thank you for conducting this interview. And to all our fans out there, it would be fun. Just visit our Facebook page.
Yes.
Type in Beautiful Barbados and you'll find us.
Mm-hmm.
And we look forward to sharing many more.
Okay, and we always share and link everything,
yes,
so we will continue to put an actual link to your page on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Facebook page, and definitely make sure everybody sees the place that we have been hanging out and don't really want to leave.
No, sorry.
But we will definitely make sure that everybody realizes that it's not just us who think it's beautiful, but it truly is.
It is beautiful.
And I'm a minister. I wouldn't lie.
Okay.
Amen. But I know you're very, very busy.
Yeah.
Thank you so much, Ron
Hewitt.
And I'm going to let you go because you've got meetings beyond meetings.
Yeah.
And God bless you. God
thank
continue
you.
To allow what you're doing to thrive. And you know what? Ministry does not necessarily just come in the form of preaching.
Right.
Whatever you are gifted to do, whatever you have a passion to do, and whatever you care to share, then that is you evangelizing to the world. Amen?
Amen.
God bless you and your family and your two lovely children that you told me about before.
Thank you.
And I'm going to let you go. And Pastor J. Rouse is going to sign out because I'm actually going to be going to the Quayside Mall right now. I'm going to top up a cell phone. I'm going to grab a few little things that I need, and I'm going to enjoy the rest of my day. God bless you, everybody, until we see you again. About you, and you know that I just can't live my life.
afternoon. It's Pastor Jay Rouse here, and once again I'm live on location at the beautiful Blue Orchid Beach Hotel, and I'm sitting in the restaurant that they call the Coral Mist. That sounds so lovely. The views are breathtaking, and you can probably hear the sea and the waves in the background. And I'm sitting here with a young man by the name of Dario, correct? All right. And this is the man who works in the restaurant, and he cooks up all the meals for everybody and served me that lovely breakfast that I had yesterday morning. I decided if I was going to be in Barbados, then I would have my breakfast the Bajan way. And that I did, and it was simply lovely. And I don't want to put your secrets out there, but I noticed with the sweet potato, are those regular onions or those chives? What were those? Because they were very flavorful.
Regular onions.
Okay, I'm putting this out there now. Pastor Jay has now officially announced their orange juice tastes better, and so do their onions. They're so much sweeter than our regular onions that we get in North America. And I had lunch today, and the highlight of my lunch was this wonderful potato salad. And you actually make this yourself?
Yes, every morning.
Every morning?
Every morning.
Okay. Is there, I don't want to put your secrets out there, is there a little extra something different that you put in? Just a simple yes or no, or is it traditional?
Well, it's pretty traditional, but there's just some extra, just a little more.
You do a little
something,
extra, because
yeah.
It's got, I like, it's got the creaminess of it. It's not too creamy, but it's a thick creamy, but
yeah.
It's got lots of flavor, and it doesn't normally do that. And you can tell it's whatever the creaminess is, that there's something extra in there. So I don't want to put that out there. I was still trying to decide if I was eating chives yesterday because it was so flavorful. So it was very good. So now you have been here how long?
I've been here for a year.
A year?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you don't have any particular formal training. I guess it's just a passion for food?
Yeah, I just prefer, I just love to cook, and that's what I do. I can't really think of anything else I'd rather do other than cooking.
Other than cooking, okay. So you have to have a passion for it, and obviously you do. So now you're here, and you're cooking in the Coral Mist. What are some of the things that you enjoy making?
Oh, what I really enjoy, or pasta salad, or... No, sorry, not pasta, it's seafood pasta.
Okay.
Yeah, we have a seafood pasta. It's very creamy and delicious.
Okay. Now, what kinds of seafood is put in there? Because everyone does a seafood dish differently.
We have a seafood mix,
which
has mussels and clams and little baby shrimp.
Okay.
And some crab and stuff.
All right.
And then,
so it's a good shellfish type of thing. So we're not talking traditional flying fish combination in there. That's my favorite. The thing you enjoy making?
Yeah,
well?
I enjoy making.
Okay, I guess lots of people eat it all up.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah?
It's one of the things that's really ordered a lot on the menu. Like, everyone comes and they just order that. And from the time they come order it, they just come back for more.
Okay, and what is it called? It's the seafood?
Seafood pasta, oceanic pasta.
Oceana. Okay,
Oceana.
I like that. Sounds so sexy. Oceana pasta. Okay.
So.
And that's the combination of everything? The other things that you realize that people tend to order more of around here?
Flying fish sandwich. They really like the flying fish sandwich. Yeah.
I was going to order that, but actually I'm heading to Oystens this evening, so I thought, well, I'm sure I'm going to get my good share of flying fish out there.
But ours is the best. So
no! So you said yours is the best?
Yeah.
All right, well, I'll be back next week, so I guess I have to hold that against you and check it out, okay?
No problem.
You'll have a special fish with my name on it.
Yeah.
Fins gone and all, right? Okay. So now, what is it like to actually cook by the sea, literally?
Well, living in Barbados, living by the sea, driving by the sea, you get accustomed to it.
Yeah.
But it's very breezy and windy, so you really, that's the best part about it, the wind.
It's beautiful. I mean, I'm sitting here, I changed seats on purpose today because I want to get all the different views. And we'll be sharing some of those pictures on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page. But in the meantime, I guess you're going to have to prepare for some more people coming for lunch. I came for late breakfast, so I had brunch, so to speak. So is there anything that you want to add or some techniques or something that you think are really unique to you?
All I say is just come to Barbados and come enjoy our beautiful hotel and our beaches.
Okay, look at that. Oh boy, I think tourism going to like you. They might just haul you off. All right, thank you so much, Dario, for your time. Have a blessed day.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, it's Pastor J. Rose, and yes, I told you I'm still here in Barbados, and no customs hasn't contacted me yet because I'm not due to leave. I'm really, really hoping that if I can hide somewhere, then maybe I won't have to go back. But I think people in Toronto and in Windsor would start to wonder, and I would certainly be having an Amber Alert put out looking for Pastor J. Rose. And yes, this is the other place in Barbados that I really don't want to leave. We are still live on location here at the wonderful Blue Orchid Beach Hotel. But this time I've been pulled into the office, and no, it's not the principal's office. This person's office is fun, and she's laughing and she's shaking her head. And I have to give a shout out while I'm here, because I didn't go to the headmaster's office, which would be our manager, Ms. Carrington, and she just laughed. I was teasing her earlier this afternoon, and she just said, isn't that girl just something else? So I am here with who I like to call my friend Sharon. I fell in love with Sharon. She's beautiful, by the way. I fell in love with Sharon the last time I was here, and I gave her a hard time by email, and I said, look, I'm an author, and I have to write, and I really need some seclusion away from family. And I was really concerned because I know normally Lawrence Gap area might be a little busy or whatever, and I thought, I can't be at a hotel where there's all kinds of partying going on the streets, and it's coming into my room, and I can't focus, because when you're writing, you're up and down and sleep during the day and write all night long, and you just kind of have to do this weird pattern. And Ms. Sharon said, no problem, and they guaranteed that I would have a very private and quiet room, and she did not warn me. I'm sorry, Ms. Sharon, I'm a little upset because you did not warn me that it would have a view. I was expecting just a room. And I checked in, and I thought, isn't this quaint? And then they took me to this room, and I said, I could live here. It was an apartment. It was the most amazing thing. And you know what? I'm going to put this out there. It is very clean. Extremely, immaculately clean. Like, I'm almost thinking that if I drop something somewhere, I could still pick it up and eat it. It's just phenomenally clean. It's unbelievable. She's still laughing at me because she's thinking, I don't know how we came across this woman. But your name is?
My name is Sharon Joseph Burke. Okay. I am the reservations manager of the Blue Orchid Beach Hotel. And as Pastor Rel said, you know, she has just captured New Orchids and she just fell in love with it. And I can really see why, you know, we are behind the desk and we're here to help. But then when you get this response from your guests, you feel so happy that they're enjoying their stay here with us.
Mm-hmm. And you know, I don't think anybody could ever come here and say, I had a horrible time.
No.
I would have to think that they probably just sat in their room the entire time. If they, well, no, because you can't even do that, because every single room you have has a view.
Mm-hmm.
And then, even if you were staying in your room, there's still things in your room to do. There's beautiful magazines, lots to read. They come with TV, radio, and they're fully equipped kitchens.
Yes, indeed.
I'm thinking I may have to rent this place on a regular basis. Let me see. I'll check with customs when I'm leaving to find out exactly how long it is I'm allowed to stay the next time. And then I'll just tell them, they'll say, where will you be residing? I'll be renting at the Blue Orchid. But that's probably good. And now that I thought of that, that's probably something somebody can do. If they've got a home being built or something, or they've got some kind of renovations being done and they can't stay on their property, that they could stay here.
Yeah.
I've actually had to do that because I was moving between two major cities and my stuff hadn't arrived yet, and so I had to literally wait until I could actually move into the place I was supposed to move, and I stayed at a very self-contained place, and it wasn't this nice.
Okay.
So, they have this room, and they make their reservation, and they show up. And that's the other thing too. I'm trying to explain to everybody, what you see is not what you get. I thought when I was going to book this place, I would have to take out a second mortgage on my property. And I thought, no, the pricing was very reasonable. It was beyond reasonable. So this is really good. So you're getting very good service, extremely good service, at a very reasonable price. Now, I know you sometimes have packages and vacation and staycation packages. You want to share a little bit how that kind of stuff works?
Sure. We have the staycation package that is for locals or CARICOM nationals. It's just US $99, and that is subject to 17.5% tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that accommodation is for the deluxe studio apartment,
mm-hmm.
and it is self-contained, as you said before, and it contains just a little bit, so I can tell you, your TV, a full fridge, large fridge, a stove, not the tabletop stove. We have a very large stove, and with that, microwave, toaster, everything that you'll get away from home, coffee, percolator, the whole entire thing. And with that particular package, it contains, you get a continental breakfast with that. And that's very cheap, $99 plus taxes. Very cheap for a great location and great ocean view room. And that is in the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And we're actually looking to see if we can do that in the winter, but it's so busy in the winter that we've actually stopped it for that period.
Right.
But mind you, come 2014, be sure to ask for that package, the staycation package, and that's in Barbados.
Okay, and I love that word, staycation.
Mm-hmm.
I really like that. It sounds so cute. It sounds formal, and it actually sounds like you're doing something with yourself. And I've had guests who have come for interviews for our show who have been simply impressed, including my own family who's dropped me off and said, hey, I need to book a weekend here. And I said, talk to Sharon. She's the lady to contact. Now, the one thing that you did forget to mention that really blew my mind was, it's not just self-contained with the equipment that it has. It comes fully stocked, all the cupboards. Literally, I was shocked. It comes with glasses, plates, dishes, and I don't mean one little set. It's an entire serving. You probably have more glassware than I have in my own home. I was so impressed. And even dessert dishes. I was like, are you kidding? Knife and forks, it's got everything you need to cook with. The carving knives, it's got mixing spoons, it's got drink, the jug to mix drinks and juice in.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, I could just move in. You just have to literally just bring your clothes and come.
Yeah.
That is unbelievable. And I think what makes it so effective is there's there is an actual restaurant on location because I've been taking pictures and showing things from there. And the food is delicious. It's very inexpensive.
Correct.
And you can even, you're within walking distance to everything. I was telling somebody earlier that I enjoy it because it makes me independent while I'm on vacation. And it's very minimal because then I don't have to be bothering anybody calling front desk, can you please arrange to bring up, and I need some of this room service, and it's very self-contained, and two, almost three blocks down one way and two, three blocks down the other way, there's nonstop everything you need, including banks, gas stations, restaurants, stores. I could even top up this phone that I got right here in this city. It was just amazing. Now, for the person who's coming from abroad, what's involved? What would they do? They would just basically email you or contact it. I know you have a website.
We do have a website, and the website address is www.blueorchidsbarbados, that's all one word, .com, and our telephone number is 1246, that's the area code, 435-8057. Again, that number is 1246 if you're calling from abroad, 435-8057, and we're located in Worthing, which is actually south of the island. It's near to St. Lawrence
the
Gap.
Best part
yes, but it's in Christchurch.
Yes. And it's a key central location, and that's the important thing, because there are taxis and buses running back and forth nonstop, almost 24/7. It's wonderful. So it's so easy to get into town, and it's easy to connect to all the major highways. And I'm sorry, I have a thing for the south. My family was born in the north, but I know you don't want to be staying up north because it's way too far from anything of any importance. You want to be in the southern end, and you're just close to downtown, basically. So that's amazing. Now, speaking of 24/7, there are specific uniformed people walking around here, and they're security, and they don't look like thugs.
No,
they don't look mean. They're very pleasant, and they're extremely helpful. So tell us about the security around here.
Our security is 24-hour security. Our guys are so helpful and so pleasant. I haven't worked with a more friendlier staff that I do now, and this is the past 11 years here at the hotel. My front desk also is 24 hours, so you can call anytime, and they're most helpful. Even if they can't answer your question at that point, be sure. I will do that in the morning when I come in. They will just leave a message for me, and I will definitely get back to you and let you know what's going on and how we can help.
And I think that's really good, and that's a thing too, because I've had maybe one small thing happen in all the many times that I've stayed here so far, and it wasn't anything major. I think something wasn't working properly, and I think the AC was possessed. I'm just saying that, you know. And for some reason, and here's the joke, it wasn't, my AC wasn't working, it wouldn't stop working. So it's sort of like the hotel, they're always going. And it was so funny, we couldn't get it to shut off, and I tell you, within a second they were there, and they were jumping to it, and they got it sorted, and it wasn't an issue, and they didn't say, oh, it's that annoying minister upstairs again, you know which one we mean. They were like, oh, wow, really? So why didn't you tell us sooner? That's what I got in trouble for, not mentioning it earlier. and that was Chantel. She's one of the people at the front desk. The ladies at the front are just priceless. I think everybody, I don't think I've met anybody here who's not nice.
No.
They're everybody's friendly, right through the restaurant, over on the other side. Just unbelievable. And there's a gentleman named Reggie who said, no, why would you call? Let me call, I'll call you back and I'll find out for you. He was determined that I was not going to have to do a thing. Leave the problem of any tour you want, and he will He will go ahead and sort it for you. Right. Tell him what you want to do, how, what time, and he will put it all together.
Sure.
And with a smile.
That's true.
With a smile. And I have to do another shout out because there's someone else we forgot to mention. She's not here. She's my other smiley friend. That's what I used to call her, Smiley.
Okay.
And her name is Julia.
Julia.
I'm not putting her last name out there because it's about to change. Amen.
Yes,
praise
amen.
God. Our buddy Julia is getting married this Saturday. Yes. Oh, next Saturday. Oh, okay. I thought it was this Saturday. Oh, yes, that's right. It's next Saturday because I'll be gone by then. And I told her, well, I didn't get my invitation in the mail. So next time I'll have to come and I'll have to, maybe I'll go home and come right back for the wedding. And she really thought I meant it, so she was all excited. Bless her heart. And just to show you how good of a relationship this entire area has for this hotel, she's connected to the restaurant now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's true.
So it's an in-house marriage.
Yes, for sure.
It's a marriage of businesses. Any merger will tell you that's good business. Amen. Praise God. And my buddy Chanel that I gave a shout out to before, she actually just showed in and she's smiling and glowing. And I tell you, these people are just so wonderful. And even the general manager herself was just looking and shaking and laughing at me. They are just all wonderful people. I'm going to let everybody know we've got lots of pictures. Is there anything that you want to add that you think should be known?
I want to add as well, we don't only have the studio apartments. We have one-bedroom apartments. We have two-bedroom and even three-bedroom apartments. So we cater for everybody. We cater for the single ladies.
Yeah.
Because of the security, you'll feel relatively safe here. For the families with the kids, we have great lawns and great gardens that the kids can just run out and just have fun. We have a really great, I don't want to say this, but it's a private beach.
Yes.
And you know what that means? No person's here to hug bug you.
Yes.
Not like the other properties, you know, where everybody walks on the beach. But
yes,
we have a relatively nice sandy beach that you can exercise. We have non-motorized water sports. You can get your strut going. We have a gym. I mean, there's loads of stuff to do here, including your activities. Chat with Reggie. He's just great. He's actually on holiday, but he still comes out to work. That's how dedicated we are for our guests and to our guests.
Oh.
So we are just here to exceed your expectations.
Yes.
So give us a call at 1-246-435-8057 and leave a message or talk to our staff. We're just great. We're just here to help.
Yes.
Have a blessed day.
Amen. And you know what else? I just remember, because even I now have to go and print something in the business center. They have a business center where they have full access to computers, which reminds me, because if they didn't have the kind of internet I could guarantee, I would not have been able to do my show here. And so for that, I'm truly grateful. They do have full access to internet. I don't think there's any additional charges for that. It's all included. And the funny thing is, you don't have to link to anything. As soon as you turn on your Wi-Fi, its signal picks it up right away. It's wonderful. And so I'm actually going to be heading to the business center before I leave, because I've got to print off some stuff that I'm going to need for my TV appearance tomorrow. And I'm just trying to think if there's anything I forgot. Oh, they even have someone who sells some knickknacks and souvenirs. And oh, she has a beautiful wrap that I had my eye on. And she said, you didn't come and pick it up, so I may have to just go and grab it for her before I leave. You'll get to see it in a picture of Pastor J. Rouse. No doubt, I've got to do my red carpet in November for another play in Toronto.
Okay.
So that looks like you may just recognize it. If I'm wearing it, Sharon, I will send you the picture. But we've taken lots of pictures, everything, and just delightful. I am so sad I'm leaving today, and it's really hard. I almost want to tear up, but you definitely have to come and check out this place. And the wonderful thing is, they're going to be sponsors of the Pastor J. Rouse Show and some of Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications Productions. And that's so lovely, because we're really happy to have that. We've got a few other sponsors that we have now in Barbados, and so it's nice because we're international, and I can't wait to show off the place. I really can't. Is there any last things that you need to add? I think we've covered everything.
Yes, I think we have.
You know what? The place has everything and all. That's all I can say. Because, like I said, you're just totally independent, and you get to cover everything you need. And if the funny thing is, I don't put it past that if you don't have what we need, we could say something, and the staff will do it. And everybody really cares. And that's really difficult. That's hard to find, people who are really committed to what they do. So they're like a little family here. I've seen how they all talk and chit-chat and giggle together. And I think they were all talking about me. I think it's time for Pastor J. Rouse to sign off. So, but I don't want to say this, but yes, I'll be signing off for now. And I will be back. And I've got cricket teams that want to come, so I have to bring some more trouble for Barbados and for the Blue Orchids Beach Hotel. And I'll make sure I tell them, ask for Chanel at the front. She's smiling at me now. But this is Pastor J. Rouse signing out. I've got one more interview to do before we leave. And then we'll have to say goodbye for now. So it's not farewell, but just ta-ta for now. There you go. And this is Pastor J. God bless. Amen. And as you can tell, it was very hard for me to leave. And normally, it's not so tough. But I had many homes while I was in Barbados. And the Blue Orchids Beach Hotel was just one. And I'll definitely, they're my adopted family. Amen. And again, I want to do a shout-out for Sister Julia and Jamal to wish them well on their wedding this weekend. And today's posting on Pastor J. Rouse's page says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Amen. But I'm not the only one, because you can do all things too. That's how God's grace and power works. Amen. And just remember, you have the strength and the power to do those things, knowing who and whose you are. So I say good night for now. I bid you well, and that you rise up knowing that your God is merciful, your God is kind, your God is loving, and it's forever and ever. Amen. Good night. God bless. Keep sweet. And God's grace go with you. And for how long? Oh, that's right. Until we meet again. Thank you.
forever.